Okay, we were supposed to have Pastor D. Hart here. Is he here? Is that right? Am I right on that, Gene?
Yes, you are right on that.
Okay. Let's see if he's got...
Who's our anonymous person? Is that him?
No. It's anonymous.
Hmm.
Well, 7:32, y'all think we should just go ahead and get started anyway? Okay.
Yep.
All right, I will hit record and get us going here. And I will now call to order the October 5th, 2020 regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We will begin this evening in prayer and I will lead us. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be together here this evening and for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon our city. We pray that you would lead us and guide us in our discussion, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, and then we'll do the pledge. Let me switch our camera over there. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mrs. Foy had jumped out of the meeting there, so letting her join us here again. There she is. Okay. Welcome back.
Sorry about that.
No problem. All right, if the clerk could please call the roll.
Handwerk.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Morrison.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you very much. And this week we have two meetings minutes to approve, as the clerk was on vacation there for the 1 week. So can we pass both of those at the same time? Anybody know, or do we need to do that separately? Mrs. Kirkbride, do you have an opinion on that?
I don't have an opinion. I've seen it done both ways, so I don't think that there is necessarily a right or wrong as far as that goes.
Okay, very good. Let's go ahead then and make a motion to pass both of those if there is no objection.
I move to pass minutes of both the September 8th and September 21st.
Meet. All right, very good.
I'll second.
Second, Mrs. Whitmer.
Asparis?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much. We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, so we will move on then to our standing committee reports, and we begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. And Mr. Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did have the opportunity to meet as a committee on September 28th, and we discussed a lot of things. So I'll kind of give you the top three items here. First off, with Gateway Project, the pickleball courts are open and functional. We do have an introduction to pickleball that we're going to be doing next Wednesday from 5 to 6:30. So if anybody's interested in that, please text me, Facebook message me, email me to secure a spot. We're going to keep that to probably 8 to 12 people. just because it is a limited, smaller court. There's two courts there to work off of. So we were excited about that. Second part was the fall maintenance needs. The Parks Department will be completing the weeding and mulching, and as well as putting down gravel by the end of this week to all the areas that we need that. So I want to say thank you to Steve Wheeler and his crew for getting that done. That's a lot of work that that we're definitely thankful we can get completed this year. That should reduce a lot of the maintenance next year going into the springtime as well. Third thing we talked about was the Fall Festival. That is still slated for October 24th. We've got a 3 to 6 p.m. car show, classic car cruise-in. 5 p.m. we're going to have food trucks there. They might be there even earlier in the day. 6 p.m. we have an acoustic performance by Jeremy Taylor from the Songbirds. So those of you who are musical fans, you don't want to miss him. He's actually played at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 7:30 we have the headliner, which is Easton Union. That is Orville's own Nick Huffman on the drums. So very excited about that. We are working to make sure that we follow all directions and guidance there. We're going to have some sanitizer, masks, things like that. We're going to ask all folks to follow the precautions necessary to remain safe there. There is one additional thing, the comprehensive park plan that we're going to be working on in the future. I don't know if Steve is ready to talk to us about that yet, but he's working on that, and we're very excited about that as well. Finally, happy birthday to the park's own Eric Siegel. It's his birthday today. So that's all I have, Mr. President.
All right, thank you very much. And a lot of work going on behind the scenes there to put that Fall Fest on. So we're grateful to you and to those who are helping you, and we're looking forward to that event. All right, the next is our Utilities Committee and Mrs. Foy.
Yes, good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report tonight.
All right, thank you very much. We'll move on then to our Ordinance and Personnel Committee. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Muted.
You're muted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Transportation Committee has not met. However, I did meet with Dan, our engineer, and we discussed our OPWC. I'm not sure if you can see this.
Yes, we can.
So we discussed our OPWC projects for 2021. And they are here. I did share this with council, so we're all on the same page. So these are the streets that we're looking at having. We're looking forward to have the $500,000 OPWC. Obviously, it's not always guaranteed. There is a piece of legislation that's up there to get allow them to go after that funding. I have a feeling eventually it's going to get competitive because of everything else that's going on with other priorities. I am asking that we pass it on the first reading so we could continue to pursue funding to help our streets with these following projects here. Other than that, I have nothing else to report, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and therefore I have no report for tonight, sir.
Very good. Thank you very much. Our Planning Committee, Mrs. Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee has not met, so I do not have a report. However, I would like to get a meeting on our calendars regarding a concern from a citizen about campers and RVs and things like that that are parked in driveways.
Okay. I think we've had an issue similar to that before. Have you had a chance to speak with the administration about it yet?
I just spoke with the mayor. I need to reach out.
Okay. All right. Very good. If you've spoken with administration and that's, I guess, the appropriate thing then to have a committee meeting, we can go ahead and do that. So, all right. Very good. Any times that you're thinking of?
Nope. Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, I will leave it to you to schedule that meeting. How's that?
Okay.
All right, very good. So just let us know when you want to bring that together. I was thinking we might have another one yet this month, and we'll wait till Mr. Wheeler's report, but we were talking about maybe getting back together on those side-by-sides and stuff here in October. Will that be happening, do you think, maybe next week, or will it go into, or not, yeah.
So,
yeah,
so ahead, Mr. President, Mr. President, the goal was to have that after the 15th.
Okay.
I was thinking possibly maybe before the council meeting on the, what date is that?
19th.
Is that the 19th? Yes. So, I mean, I was thinking maybe 6:45, 6:30-ish on the 19th. I'm not sure what councilwoman, I mean, would you, you have about a time about how long it would take, councilwoman?
I don't think that it'll, I mean, it depends where the discussion leads, I guess. I want to say that I don't believe it'll take an exorbitant amount of time, but I just want to make sure that we can thoroughly discuss it. Maybe a half hour?
That's probably about right, yeah. Well, since we have two, we could just go ahead and leave them for an off night, really. And maybe we get both of those done in an hour or something. So I would say either next Monday or the what would that be then?
How about the 26th? That way administration has a lot of time to plan.
Okay.
That sounds good.
That'd be great.
All right. 26th at 6:30, 6:45-ish?
Let's do, how's that working? That's, I'm asking administration how the 6:45 time has been working after utility board. Has that been cutting you off too early there, or should we push it to 7? Because it really affects the mayor mostly.
And Janet, it's a Zoom spot that will always be done in 15 minutes, yeah.
Right. Would you rather how about we just push that to 7?
I'll be here on the 26th, so I will miss those anyway if that's when you're having them.
Oh, okay. Okay. That would give Jan a little bit more time to get a meeting. I don't know if you're attending either one of those committee meetings or not, Mrs. Strumlin, but let's just say 7 o'clock then on the 26th.
That's fine.
Okay. We will, doesn't matter to me, I guess we can begin with the planning committee at 7 p.m. And what we're going to say for the purpose of discussing RVs and campers outdoors, or I don't know what the...
On residential property.
Yeah, okay. All right. Then, we'll have our transportation committee meeting then immediately following, and our estimate would be, maybe, 7:30, 7:15 to be safe, Yeah, so...
For the purpose of?
That would be for the purpose of administration recommendations and statuses from our last committee meeting, which was side-by-sides, neighborhood speed awareness, and what was the other one, Mr. Willer?
Those were the two big.
You know what? The one way in the school zone.
Yeah, and I think Dan Lau is working with their administration on that. So
okay, I think that was the top three, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. If there's another one, I'll try to email it to you, Council Clerk.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. So the 26th. Thanks very much. Anything else, Mrs. Witter? I guess not. Okay. All right, then we'll move on to our Finance Committee. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. We don't have any special committee reports this evening, and so we'll move on to our administrative reports, and we will begin with Mayor Hedberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items tonight. If you had a chance to look at the overviews that came out just last week, on the second page, you would have seen one of our employees from the service department who was honored there. This was actually a new program started by the Heartland Education Committee. Kind of follows after the Citizen of the Month type thing that we've done in schools, and they thought it would be really nice to do an Employee of the Month with our local businesses around Oroville. And I'm happy to say that the very first one that was nominated was Myron Miller from our service department. It was real nice write-up about him.
as I said in that board views that just came out last week. So if you haven't seen that, take a look at that. He's certainly a valuable employee to us. Secondly, and lastly, I have a proclamation. This will also be up in the lobby, and then I think Gene also puts that on the webpage so people can take a closer look at it. But I will read that as I've done before. This concerns Public Power Week, and it reads as this. Whereas we, the citizens of Oroville, place high value on local control over community services, and therefore have chosen to operate a community-owned, locally controlled, not-for-profit electric utility. As consumers and owners of our electric utility have a direct say in utility operations and policies. And whereas Oroville Utilities provides our homes, businesses, farms, and local service and local government agencies with reliable, efficient, and safe electricity, employing sound business practices, designed to ensure the best possible service at not-for-profit rates. Whereas Oroville Utilities is a valuable community asset that contributes substantially to the well-being of local citizens through energy efficiency, customer service, environmental protection, economic development, and safety awareness. Whereas Oroville Utilities is a dependable and trustworthy institution whose local operation provides many consumer protections and continues to make our community a better place to work and live. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Oroville Utilities will continue to work to bring low-cost, safe, reliable electricity to community homes and businesses, just as it has since 1917, the year the utility was created to serve all of our citizens of Oroville. Be it further resolved that the week of October 4th to the 10th, 2020, will be designated as Public Power Week in order to recognize Oroville Utilities for its contributions to the community and to educate its consumers, owners, policymakers, and employees on the benefits of public power. And be it further resolved that the community joins hands with more than 2,000 other public power systems in the United States that through consumer ownership ensure cost-cutting service for electric customers. Therefore, I, David T. Hanwerk, Mayor, City of Oroville, Ohio, do hereby proclaim the week of October 4th to the 10th, 2020, as Public Power Week. And as I said, that will be up in our lobby and also posted on the webpage. And that's all I have. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for the mayor? Very good. We'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. North Star will begin paving West Chestnut Street the end of this week. They saved that street for last. Dominion was doing some work with the gas lines there, so that will be the last street that has to be done for the OPWC project. Also, our leaf pickup schedule, hard to believe that's that time of year already, but the leaf pickup schedule is out. The citywide leaf pickup will begin November 2nd. Like we traditionally do, we always start on the south end of Market. They'll be there 2 weeks from November 2nd to the 13th. Then they go over to the north end of Market from November 16th to the 23rd. And then, of course, we do another pass through after the Thanksgiving holidays for a couple weeks, doing both north and south sides for folks that might have had a little extra that they put out afterwards. So, again, the other alternative for you would be to bag your leaves and then you just put them in your can, trash can like normally. Other than that, though, that's my report for tonight.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Brenniger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to echo a little bit on the mayor's comments regarding the proclamation, this is a good opportunity to remind everyone of the many values that our customers enjoy from a locally controlled and operated utility. We say that a lot, and if you haven't been and worked in an area where you don't have that local say, it is truly a different world. We're very fortunate to have the dedicated and committed workforce. They're very customer focused and they really do tried our best to make sure that we are providing low-cost, reliable services. I thank them as well as our other utility departments for all those efforts. In the water department area, if you've been driving around town today, you'll notice that the water department started flushing roughly 450 hydrants today. They will continue this work over the next several weeks. Flushing will be occurring between the hours of 7 and 3:30. The hydrant flushing may cause some fluctuations in pressure and may at times cause the water to become cloudy. That does not mean it's unpredictable. It's just we're just stirring up a little bit of stuff in the water lines. The water should clear up after a very short period of time. If your water is cloudy, we do recommend that you just hold off doing laundry until the water clears up. Like I said, that should only be for a few minutes. Last week, our electric association, AMP, held its annual conference virtually this year. Just a couple highlights that came out of that. Our distribution department received a zero loss time, and our power plant received less than 1% loss time safety awards. It doesn't sound like much, but it probably represents in the neighborhood of over 36,000 man hours that are worked over a course of a year. And in that sort of business, that's a pretty good achievement to come out of that with not any noteworthy accidents. I was elected to serve as the chairman of the Board of Trustees again. Councilman Mosley and Utility Board Member Combs were recognized for completing AMP's Public Power Certification Local Policymakers Program. OMEA, that is the legislative arm of AMP, was continuing to monitor a number of bills that's in front of Columbus Legislature. They provided us some federal and state legislative updates also. And, of course, probably the big, the $5 question was talking with our federal lobbyist on how the elections were going to turn out. And, of course, we'll know a little bit more of that later on in November and see where the face of Washington takes us from there. The last thing I just wanted to mention, and just about everybody should have received some mailing on this by now. This is regarding the city's natural gas aggregation program. The natural gas rate has been lowered this upcoming period to $3.05 an MCF. That's roughly 10% lower than our current rate. This rate is good for 2 years. It will be effective November 2020. And will continue through the end of October 2022. There are no fees to join this program. There are no opt-out charges. If you're already enrolled in the city program, you can join or leave anytime during this program. If you are currently enrolled in the city aggregation program, you do not have to do anything. You're automatically enrolled and nothing changes. If you want to join or switch suppliers, you can call the current supplier, that is IGS. Their phone number is 1-877-353-0162. And if you would like more options, you can visit the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio's Apples to Apples website. If we're still having some questions, please contact our office. One good thing, when you visit that website, you will literally see dozens of options from multiple suppliers, multiple firms, prices ranging all over the board. You can't hardly make a bad decision because really at the end of the day, natural gas prices for the upcoming a year or so are expected to stay low and stable for a while. So if any customers have any questions regarding their natural gas supplier, that information should be on your Dominion gas bill. If you have any questions on what you're enrolled in or how to enroll, anything related to the natural gas program, just call the utilities office, and we'd be glad to help you on anything that you might have regarding that. And that would conclude my report, unless there's any questions, Mr. President. Thank you.
Just one thing to add to that, if I may. Along with some of the other honors that Director Redinger mentioned from the AM conference, the OMEA does an honorary every year, and that basically is made up of people that have been very valuable to the electric industry and have retired. Orville has several other people already in that, but Dick Smith was nominated for that and put in there this year, so just wanted to bring that up too, since he put a lot of years here and a very dedicated worker.
Thanks for that reminder.
Very good. Well, thank you for that. We will move on now to our finance director, and Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll check in with our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm still trying to work on technology. I do have a little bit of report. We do have the Sunshine Law training that I've been talking about has officially been canceled. We had it scheduled for November 17th, and because of COVID restraints, there is not going to be in-person live training this year. However, there is an on-demand online training available, and I am going to, shortly here, send that link to everyone. There is a, and Ms. Strimlin may have to correct me, but my understanding is that as part of our audit, it is important for the newly elected council members to take the training yet this year, in 2020. For those who have never taken it, in the past I have always gone as a representative for our elected officials, and elected officials can always, of course, go themselves as well. But we are asking everyone to make a concerted effort, everyone being our newly elected council members, to do this training. It's on demand, it's online. I think it's probably about 3 hours, something like that. At least that's what the in-person one is. I'm going to do it again myself this year, but I would ask that everyone else who has never taken or been a council member previously also make an effort to take it. We are also going to try to do an in-person next year, global pandemic allowing.
May I add to that?
Yes, please.
If you do take the certification at the end, you should receive a certificate. I will need a copy of that for our files to prove to the auditors that you have taken that.
All right, very good. Well, we will look forward to that and all that that class has to offer. So, good. Thank you very much. I have no report tonight. Just a question. Have we determined if we are going to have trick-or-treat or not yet this year?
We have. Yeah, Mr. Wheeler might have comments, but 31st, Halloween evening, and it's from 6 to 8. We understand that there will be some people that think that that shouldn't go on. Others will think it will. The beauty of this holiday is that you can participate if you want to, and if you don't want to, you turn your light off and don't worry about it. Same thing with parents. I think there's lots of suggestions for this as far as safety procedures and what they should do and shouldn't do. It would be up to parents to decide what they think is the safest way for their children to do that. Folks that are handing out candy, there are suggestions for that too. Some of them get pretty complicated, like bagging each individual thing and putting it out there so people can pick up one without grabbing a hand into a bowl of candy and that sort of thing. So people are going to have to make their own decisions on how safe they want to be, and we thought that way we can at least do this event. We have followed state regulations through all of this as much as we can. This one was not outlawed as far as that goes, just a lot of regulations and suggestions. So hopefully people can do that.
All right. Thank you very much for that update.
Mr. President?
Yes.
May I add to your report?
Certainly.
Pastor D. Hart messaged and said he apologizes, but he ended up having to work late and got in just moments after we completed.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, we'll certainly have another opportunity to have him join us. We appreciate that. So, thank you. Very well. That concludes our committee and administrative report. So we will move on then to old business, and we'll turn this over then to Mr. Larson. You're muted, sir.
Thanks. Gets me every time. Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2720, I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Espiritus.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiritus.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 2720, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control of the City of Oroville, Ohio to enter into a contract with Kimball Recycling and Disposal Incorporated, competitively bid by the City of Worcester, Ohio, for refuse collection and disposal and curbside recycling services, and declaring an emergency.
All right, very good. Perhaps we'll turn this over then to Mr. Wheeler, if he would like to lead our discussion this evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. With this being third reading, I'll just be glad to answer any questions you might have. Julie Monroe Roy from Kimball's here as well, in case you have any kind of last-second questions for her as well. Be glad to answer. This would go into effect the 1st of January. Obviously, the big move after tonight would be, if council approves, would be for the City of Worcester to pass legislation permitting the piggyback. We have reached out to the Director of Administration. He expressed that the City of Worcester would be willing to do so. Obviously, he doesn't speak for council, but I would get the impression we have a very good chance of moving forward.
Any questions, comments, or discussion? Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Mr. President, to add to Mr. Wheeler, I did speak to a couple council people, councilmen over in Worcester. They felt pretty good about their contract with Kimball that they have. Just to add that to our discussion.
Anyone else? All right, Mr. Larson.
I move resolution 2720 be adopted as read.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiritus?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ordinance C-20. I move this ordinance be placed on second reading.
Second. Mr. Wilson, I believe, was first. Thank you.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiritus?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much. And we will turn this over again then to Mr. Wheeler for discussion
I need to read the ordinance.
Okay, we'll let you this time. So if you're not going to get ahead of you, then go right ahead.
Okay. Ordinance C-20, an ordinance amending section 931.07 of chapter 931 of the codified ordinances of the City of Oroville, Ohio, relating to the rates for garbage and rubbish collection.
All right, now I'll do what I was so anxious to do. Let's talk about our trash rates. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This ordinance would allow us to freeze the rate for the entire five-year period. It takes into account the average for the rates proposed by Kimball in the Worcester piggyback contract. It also takes into account the 40-cent discount that we give annually for each resident due to our recycling grant. And then we also then add 25 cents as our administrative fee. In this particular case, that fee will be used to pay for the city services that we receive on the Kimball side that historically had not been charged. So that 25 cents will be used as part of our trash service as well. We have not raised our rates in 9 years, so we have enjoyed very low rates. Like anything else, the cost has increased, and this is an opportunity to stabilize those rates for the next 5 years.
Do we have specifics yet then on what the new rate would be beginning in January?
That is actually in that ordinance. It's $15.90.
Okay. And what is our current rate?
Our current rate, pull that up here, is $12.45 for regular and $11.47 for seniors. I did want to point out, and I mentioned it in a memo earlier to council, there is no senior rate in this contract. So that rate will be applicable to all of our residents.
So that's the thing, when we freeze rates like this, when we then go from one contract to the other, the jump is a little higher versus taking an increase every year. So it's just there's just a trade-off there. So.
Yes, sir. Glad to answer any questions.
Mr. Wheeler, is there any urgency to passing this on second reading?
There actually is not, as long as it's passed before the first of the year. If council would like to consider waiting until the third reading, there's not an issue at all with that, sir.
All right, very well. If I'll take that as an interest to continue that to third reading, that's no problem at all. So we can then move on to the new business portion of our agenda. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 3220. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Widmer. Widmer?
Oh, Jean, you're muted.
Oh. Here, I thought Lisa was. Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3220, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvement Program for grant or loan funds and or agreements as required to obtain said funds and declaring an emergency.
All right, and then once again, before we begin, an emergency clause simply means the resolution would go into effect immediately rather than waiting the traditional 30-day waiting period. So that's what the emergency clause would do for this resolution. So, all right, any questions or discussion? Or, Mr. Wheeler, would you like to address this?
I would definitely like to do so, Mr. President. As Mr. Mosley sent out in the memo, and there was great detail in regards to the logic behind the roads that we picked for this year. It looks to be, based on the engineer's estimate, about $1.3 million, which hopefully if we get the grant of $500,000, we'll then have $800,000 left, which we'll use $300,000 out of our permissive fund to cover West High Street, and then $500,000 out of the capital fund. Be glad to answer any questions. These are very, I guess, depends on how you're looking at it, highly ranked on the PCR, which is our rating system that we use that is the same as ODOT's for our pavement. So they are some of the worst roads in the city right now.
No, I have a question just out of curiosity. Where does North Crown Hill rate on the PCR? Do you happen to know that? I should have asked you ahead of time.
North Crown Hill last year.
Mm-hmm. The concrete portion, is that?
Yeah, the concrete is pretty low on there. I will propose some concrete work in our capital budget as well this year.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Council President, I will tell you that we are currently working on everything that's probably above 50, with a grade of 50 and above, which is, I mean, that shows a lot of progress of where we came from to where we are. Once we finish these will obviously go up to 99 or 100. Then we're going to be looking at a bunch of 60s, you know, in that 60 range for the conditions of our street. Just give you an idea. I'm sure some certain areas of Akron, if they were to use our grading scale, they would probably be in about the 20s or 30s average. But our average is probably right around 60% currently.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. And were you requesting that we pass this tonight, Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, sir. It is required to be submitted in the next couple weeks, so I do request approval so that we can move forward and get in the application.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Worsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Given that this grant application is something that's really instrumental in the ongoing maintenance of our streets, and it's something that we do cyclically, it's been very successful for us. I think the citizens have been pleased with the results they've seen. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
I think Mr. Mosley was first. Yeah.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 3220 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much. We'll continue.
Resolution 3320. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second,
Mr. Handwerk.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right.
Resolution 3320, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract and or contracts for professional planning services to create a parks and recreation plan for the city of Oroville.
All right, this is an exciting one, and we'll begin, I guess, with Mr. Wheeler for our discussion.
Thank you, Mr. President. This obviously comes out of the committee meeting from last Monday. This would allow us to go out for requests for proposals from any engineering firm that would be interested in submitting a proposal to us. This does not have to be passed tonight. Obviously, you know, as soon as it passed, we'll be able to go ahead and get those out so that we can start getting submittals back in. It is exciting, and we really won't have a good cost estimate, obviously, until the proposals come in and we're able to begin negotiations with whichever firm we feel most comfortable with. Glad to answer any questions. Again, it doesn't have to be passed on first reading tonight. Mr. Wheeler, I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Morrison.
Does the RFP process obligate us in any way to going with a certain bidder? Let's say that we get a low bid and it's much more than we had anticipated. we're not obligated by this resolution to do that, are we?
No, sir, we are not. The process for an RFP is kind of unique, which I know you're familiar with it, Mr. Lorson, but we actually receive proposals that with very generic dollar amounts in there until you kind of narrow the focus in. So we'll know fairly quickly if we're in the ballpark or if, you know, we're going to kind of fall out of our chair from the estimate. But yeah, there's no obligation to approve any of the bids or any of the proposals. It does give us a great idea of, you know, cost-wise what we're looking at and kind of how we would like to proceed. Obviously, if the cost comes in too, we can also look at a narrowing of the focus if that cost is higher than we anticipate.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, could you perhaps outline, I'm sorry, I saw your hand too late, Mr. Wilson. Go ahead, sir. Yeah.
I'm just curious as to, can we be specific on what we are going for bid on? Is it
It will
everything included in the plan for now, and then we narrow down?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It would include all the parts. It will include surveys. Kristen is working on what that RFP will look like. Obviously, I'll get it out to council once it's completed. It's all about open to suggestions as well. What we do, too, is that we rate the proposals. We'll create a little subcommittee, typically, and we include the committee chair in that so that, you know, there's representation from council as well as the mayor, obviously, and kind of rate the proposals, which ones we like the best. They usually submit a proposal in person as well, kind of to go over what their proposal is. So it's an in-depth process, and we usually feel very comfortable with, you know, what the expectations on what the report will show us at the end.
Mr. Mosley.
So, Mr. Wheeler, just to be clear, this resolution does not cost us any money, any dollar amount, just to go out and seek, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
It's just an actionable resolution for you guys to start it and get the bids in front of you.
It gives us the go-ahead to move forward with RFPs. That's really all that we're looking for at this point.
And this is something that we definitely wanted to do according to our committee, you know, to give that committee direction. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, we would expect one of these proposals to include some sort of a community survey.
Absolutely. And as well as various meetings with maybe what you would call key players or folk, you know, some key group focus groups as well. So we obviously, the goal of this is definitely considerable community input into kind of what they would like to see in the parks.
Yeah, so from there, this group would then tell us what the community says and then develop a plan for our park system and what the appropriate features might be there. And then we then have a kind of a master plan to look at for, imagine several years to come, and council can prioritize what projects it would like to fund and complete from that. But this document is absolutely essential if we want to get grant funding, which is what we use to fund a lot of the projects we do. These things are absolutely essential to be able to attain that funding. So it's a necessary part of the process.
May I also add, Mr. President, that the report also will give funding recommendations in regards to what the funds that are out there as well. So it'll really give us a clear pathway on what grants would be applicable to the various facets of the plan.
Mr. Morrison.
Thank you. Dovetailing on Mr. Mosley's comments, I'd just like to say, too, that Councilman Handwerk organized this committee meeting, and he did an outstanding job of collecting the various issues that are before us at the different parks. And we know there are questions that we need to answer. We need a little bit of direction on where we want to go with the parks and the future of the city. And I think that we were all in agreement, as Mr. Mosley said, that this is an excellent first step forward. So given that, and the fact that passage of this resolution doesn't obligate us to spend any funds, as part of the resolution without moving forward beyond that, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3-7 days be suspended.
Second.
That's a photo finish there. I believe it was Mr. Mosley that came in first.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move Resolution 3320 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to getting that process started. All right. Mr. Morrison.
Resolution 3420. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3420. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2019, 2020, or 2021 Ford COVID Police Interceptor Utility V6 all-wheel drive vehicle, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, or alternatively, to advertise for bids and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchase and declaring an emergency.
All right. Well, this was an interesting feature on a vehicle. I'm anxious to hear more about it, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hopefully everyone had a chance to read the article. It's kind of a unique feature that Ford has created specifically for the interceptors. It bakes the car, for lack of a better term, up to 133 degrees to kill any kind of viruses, including COVID, obviously. The chief had a great point as well. It also killed bedbugs, which is, believe it or not, they battle more often than you would think of. But the primary purpose of this vehicle would be, obviously, to use it for COVID-related issues in regards to any kind of folks that maybe are traveling in the back of the vehicle that have any kind of symptoms or even positive that we know of, to try to kind of safeguard our officers and safeguard the community as a whole, honestly, as well. So this is not a purchase that others are, but it's unique at this point. Sheriff Hutchinson is purchasing four of those for the Sheriff's Department. Mansfield has purchased a few of them as well. So I know in this area alone, there's quite a few of them that are being purchased. Honestly, the big challenge for us is going to be delivery by the end of December, which is the requirement in order to use the CARES Act money. And talking to Ford as well as to Whites here in town, we do think we have a good chance to be able to do that. Now, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Mr. Morrison.
Mr. Wheeler, will the cost of this vehicle be covered entirely by the CARES Act money?
It will, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilson.
Actually, on that note, but to pivot, this is actually a question for Ms. Stremlin. CARES Act money, how are we, or are we, tracing that through our budgetary process?
We approved an amendment to our appropriations, I think it was the council meeting before last, and that covered the first $456,000 of allocated funds, and I will be coming to council probably at the next meeting with another appropriation change for that final installment, which we anticipate will be between $280,000 and $303,000.
So we will have visibility in some way.
Oh yes, we created a fund separately for all of our COVID grant money, and so all the expenditures have to run through that fund. That was a requirement by the state. So.
Thank you.
Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Mr. Wheeler, if I understand you correctly, it's really imperative that we move this thing along so we can take delivery of this vehicle before the end of the year. Is that correct?
It is indeed, sir. It's a tight timeline, regardless. So it would get even tighter if we waited a couple more weeks to do so. We've actually reached out to Weiss already, not that we assumed anything, but just to make sure that this was even feasible. And we do have a proposal in front of us that they will beat the state bid by a dollar. So if approved tonight, we'll be able to move forward with that first thing in the morning.
And we do have a requirement by the state that any funds that are not expended have to be returned to the county for redistribution to other municipalities that have not or have spent all of their COVID funding. So.
Can I ask a quick question on that in regards to the order, Mr. President? So let's say that we place the order and we haven't spent it and the car comes in January. Does that put us in a bind with this scenario?
We actually have a couple different scenarios that we will encumber the purchase, so that is one of the requirements. If we run into an issue with taking possession, we do have the ability to reimburse some payroll related expenses, so we could transfer some of our COVID reimbursements and still be able to purchase the car. Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of things, Mr. Wheeler. For one, I like the fact that you guys are looking at it in a way it's a local business. Two, how does this, in fact, obviously we're on a schedule where we purchase a new vehicle every so many years or whatever. Are we replacing another vehicle, or is this going to save us some time from purchasing another vehicle? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is obviously primarily this vehicle is definitely going to be designated for COVID-related. That's a requirement of using the dollars, so I want to make that very clear to everyone that it definitely has to be COVID-related in order for us to expend the funds on this vehicle. I think what we'll do is, next year, final appropriation time, we'll take a look and see if that vehicle still is meeting our needs for the fleet, as far as whether or not we still need to purchase one vehicle like we normally do or not. So I don't want to commit to anything yet, but it is very possible that we would not purchase a vehicle next year.
Let's hope COVID's not here forever.
Isn't that the truth?
Thank you.
Yes, any other questions or comments? All right, Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, given the urgency of this order, so we can actually take advantage of these funds and get the thing into service for what it was intended, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Widmer.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right.
I move resolution 3420 be adopted as read.
Second. Lead, Mr. Spears.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you very much. Do we have any comments for the good of the order this evening?
Resolution, Mr. President.
Well, oh my goodness, okay. I saw the next one said something about a vehicle. I thought that's what we were on, so. Not in a hurry or anything, so, all right. Well, very good. Let me let you continue then, so.
Thank you. Resolution 3520. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
A second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Resolution 3520. A resolution authorizing the Board of Controls to enter into an agreement or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2021 Ford F-250 truck, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, or alternatively, to advertise for bids and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchase and declaring an emergency.
All right, Mr. Wheeler, would you like to help us out on this one?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. This is a purchase of a pickup truck for the fire department. It is also going to serve as the chaser vehicle, which is will allow them to split their groups up as they go to the scene of any fire or EMS call. That way, there's only half of the crew exposed, if you will, to potential COVID issues. I do want to point out that they have been dealing with COVID issues, so we aren't just, you know, Orville's not immune to that issue at this point. So here's another way to protect our firemen and our EMTs as they arrive on scene. This would also sit very similar circumstance to the COVID police cruiser would also be completely covered by the CARES Act as well. Chief Bishop is on the call. If you have any specific questions for him, that you would, you know, if you'd like to hear from him.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would imagine that since this isn't the COVID special vehicle, that anticipated delivery would be a lot better than the COVID vehicle we just agreed to purchase. Is that correct?
Well, believe it or not, it's still going to be a challenge for us to meet the deadline on this one as well. Ford is living good right now, I think, in regards to the amount of vehicles and pickups being purchased for various things. So, well, we are confident that we can still get it within the time frame. Most likely, it will be through the state bid. So that will be the challenging part. We have been working with Weitz, but so we'll see where we're at with that.
Yes, Mr. Morrison.
Yes, and just a few more things. Will there be any additional equipment or apparatus or anything like that that this vehicle need to be outfitted?
Well, it actually will be outfitted with full PPEs and all the extra supplies for them on the COVID. It will truly be a COVID vehicle in regards to how it's equipped. So all those extras that they're now kind of lugging around or carrying or what have you, they'll have all those supplies there ready to go in those vehicles as for when they get on the scene.
Great.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or comments? All right, very good. Mr. Morrison.
Mr. President, given the fact that we're in the same situation as we were with the last vehicle that we just moved on to purchase, and we need to get these COVID things taken care of before the end of the year to have them funded properly, but more importantly, to supply them as a tool for our first responders. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. I believe that was Mr. Hanwork. You guys are all seconding at the exact same time tonight.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanwork.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 3520 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Is it safe to ask for the order now? Or? Yes.
Mr. President, I have something.
Yes.
On behalf of the Oroville Youth Running Club, I just want to thank the city. I'm not sure which department handled it, but I called in last week. I have a little running club that I help with. And just picture a group of small children running beside the park and then being chased by bees or hornets and stung repeatedly. But I quit calling to the city and they went out and took care of it. So we really appreciate it.
All right, anyone else? Very good, then I will call this meeting as adjourned. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Mr. Yes. President, we need to move to adjourn. So, therefore, adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanwork.
Yes. Thank you.
Asparis?
Part of me wants to say no just to see what President Vance is trying to get to, but I'm going to go with that.
Who knows? Let's just see where it'll go, you know? That's a lengthy adventure.
Well, I was going to say, good, the order is over, but congratulations on your anniversary and that hot date you're trying to get there.
I still need Mr. Larson's.
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. So we are adjourned. Finally, we're out of here. We'll see you again next Monday for our committee meetings. Or not, it's not even next Monday. We'll see you for our next council meeting. I'll do better next time.
Thank you. Have a good night. Have a good night, guys. See ya.